This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
And welcome to episode 278 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 1st of March 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. And our hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, Jen, and myself, Andrew. And our very special guest today is Michael Sutton from michaelsuttonphotography.com right here in the harbour city of Sydney. And we'll also be talking with Sarah Slocum from San Francisco later in the show about her horrifying Google Glass attack only 1 week ago. And finally, don't forget about our competition to win a Humax HDR 7500T. Simply tell us in 25 words or less why you need a Humax PVR, and we'll be announcing the winner of that competition next week, and we'll have a few more details later in the show on how to enter. And after all that, how are you doing today, Brad?
I am fantastic, and yourself?
Yep, very good, mate. The sun is shining out there. I've been out with some friends and had a run around in the local park, and we've been off for brunch, so it's been a good day so far.
Do you wear a headband?
I wear a hat, just with a bit of the sun, so not a headband. A headband's not quite my scene.
Okay. You went to Soundwave yesterday, mate.
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about it.
Whole lot of fun. I was hoping to get there earlier in the day at about lunchtime, but it didn't happen. There's about 20 great bands. In the end, I got there at about 6 o'clock and got a really good front spot for Green Day. Yep. And so they had about a three-hour set and played all the old stuff from Dookie. And it was a really – I've seen them a few times before, but it was such an awesome gig. I actually put some videos up on Zarfo.com. Start plug end plug.
Nice one.
If you want to have a look at that, it was really a whole lot of fun.
Nice. I'm going to go right after the show and watch all of your Green Day videos.
You have to do that, Jennifer.
I love Green Day. I've seen them a few times too. Nice. They put on the best show.
They are such a great live band. Like, I really think they are the best live band in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Bar none.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Andrew, you're off to US on Wednesday, mate.
I am. I'm off to the US. I'm off to Los Angeles and then Austin for a week for the Southwest Festival, and then back into San Francisco for a few days where I hope to speak to a few angels or VCs or things like that. So, a busy couple of weeks planned.
All right, and be careful when you go there. What pubs you went to go to, because, you know.
Yeah, we'll do, mate. It's a bit, you know, different. Just got to try and get my head around cultural differences and
exactly.
things like that.
Yeah. Well, good on you. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll hear from you when you come back, maybe.
Thanks for that, Brad.
Jennifer is on. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
Good, and you?
It's going great. Thank you.
Busy
week, and I'm all excited about South by Southwest next week. I'm going to be living vicariously through Andrew.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you said you wouldn't go to it, but
and everybody else, he'll be like crazy through your news feed, I'm sure.
yes, it will be pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So good stuff.
So great episode, by the way, Jennifer, too, for the last episode you did, Get Nerdy With It, with Sarah Slocum.
Yeah, so last night we had Get Nerdy With It with Sarah Slocum, and we talked about her issue that happened 1 week ago at Molotov's, which is a pub in downtown San Francisco, and where someone, you know, kind of assaulted her and tried to rob her. Actually, they did rob her.
Yeah,
and tried to get her Google Glass.
Wow.
And so she told her, recounted the story, and it was really great having her on the show, and kudos to her for spreading awareness, and I'm looking forward to her being on Tech Webcast tonight.
Definitely. Did the police catch the guys who did it?
They have not caught the guys who did it yet, but they do have the footage, with their information, and she turned some other footage over to them.
Good.
And they have the footage that was from within the bar, because there's evidently there's surveillance in the bar.
Okay.
So they were able to get that too. So they're just trying to find them. I think the woman may have lost her job, the one who worked there, but we'll ask Sarah about for more details.
Okay, we've got Jody back on. Welcome back, Jody.
Hey, glad to be back, Brad. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I am doing super great, and I'm here to report that little Jewel, last time we were together, I told you she was going to be in a dog show the following day.
Nice one, yep.
So she won best puppy of show.
Oh, good on her.
That is so cool, Jody. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yay, and Jewel.
I know, she got this ribbon that's bigger than she is with this big rosette and everything. It's so cool.
Oh, wow. And I think I saw a couple of photos of that, Jody, and I have to say, you look smashing yourself when you're all dressed up and ready to go with yourself and Jill. So that is so cool.
Thank you. Cool. I cleaned up nice. Is that what you're trying to say?
You look very nice in what you wear when you go to the dog show and so forth. I'm like, hey, Jody, she's looking pretty good there.
Yeah, we wear a suit with sensible shoes.
That's funny.
Sensible shoes. So no Doc Martens.
Well, actually, they're flat, so it's kind of like a weird thing, because you're wearing a really nice suit, and yet I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody looks elegant in flats. So
are Doc Martens still around, Andrew? That's a good question. Are they still around?
I think they are. Yeah,
sure they are. Oh yeah, definitely.
They're good shoes, them. They're good boots, them. Doc Martens. Steve, do you wear Doc Martens? How are you, mate?
Not really, no.
How's your week been, Steve?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I mean, I wasn't particular. I actually been a little bit slow at work. In fact, they offered me any time off that week. I'm like, no, I missed some work last week, so I need to make it up. So
cool. Okay, and Jacob got his microphone too, by the way, too, Steve.
Oh, did he? Do like an unboxing video or something? Or
no, he didn't.
Uh-oh.
You have to take that with you, mate. And we have got Michael Sutton on today. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. And you take great photos.
Do I? Thank you.
You do.
Thank you, mate.
Absolutely. I've been looking through your portfolio online this morning, and there's some incredible photos there. Just some of the everyday scenes as well that are captured are just surreal.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Very cool. All right, Jenna, let's get into some news, and then we'll come back to Michael in a minute.
All right, we'll get into the news. And the first story is coming from The Verge. Amazon is said to be negotiating Prime streaming music service. So Amazon is holding talks with record labels about a potential new music streaming service. A new report coming from Recode claims that these discussions are still in the early stages, and Amazon hasn't come yet close to finalizing the deals that it would need to take on Spotify, RDO, Beats, or Google Play All Access. And last year, they actually reported that Amazon was talking to labels about doing an on-demand music service, and so that discussion is still going on. So more to come on that. Moving on along to the next story, coming from the Sydney Morning Herald digital life section, Foxtel ditches 3D due to lack of interest. So the section of 3D movies at the DVD store could be soon going the way that Betamax went, with Australian audiences showing a distinct lack of interest in the technology. The low rate of take-up in Australia has already prompted international content producers to axe their 3D output, and now Foxtel has followed suit locally. In a statement on Monday, the pay TV provider said that the channel would be removing the on-screen online TV guides on August 27th. And Foxtel says, in light of the recent moves by the BBC and ESPN and other 3D content producers around the world, as well as the lack of interest by Australian audiences of 3D television, that it is no longer viable for Foxtel to maintain a dedicated 3D channel. Moving on to the next story, coming from Mac Rumors. Apple releases OS 10.9.2 with a fix for a major SSL vulnerability and FaceTime audio. So this release, this latest software release, was coming out actually this past Tuesday, February 25th, and it is a fix for a major security flaw. So if you have yet to update your Mac software, be certain to do so. This flaw was actually first introduced to iOS in 2012, and it only affects Macs running 10.9, Lion, and Mountain Lion. It only affects Macs running OS 10.9. Lion and Mountain Lion users are not affected by this vulnerability. So definitely be certain to update your software. Moving on to the next story. Coming from Engadget, Google Hangouts 2.0 for iOS is redesigned with iPad tweaks, 10-second video messages. So Google Hangouts jumped a full version on Apple hardware, the first major update since it added voice calls last year. And 2.0 has more than just an iOS 7-ready look. The new app is fully optimized for iPads with a two-pane conversation view. On all devices, it's already ready for animated stickers, Lookout, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger, 10-second videos for when your friends are offline, and you can send a map of your current location with a few button presses. It's rolling out on the App Store right now, so definitely check it out and update your Hangouts app. Moving on to the next story coming from tvtonight.com.au, Foxtel Movies service Presto to launch in March. So let me read that again because I think I said it the wrong way. Foxtel Movies service Presto to launch in March. So that is actual movie service called Presto. This streaming service is launching on March 13th with an introductory offer of $4.99 for the first month, ahead of its regular price of $19.99 per month. The service, which in part of pay TV providers pushed to attract online customers without a lock-in contract, and it streams live and on-demand movies via PC and Mac computers and compatible iPads. It was originally due to launch late last year. So definitely keep an lookout for that. Foxtel's launching Presto coming soon. Next story coming from AndroidHeadlines.com. Chrome 34 beta brings new unprefixed web audio API and hands-free Google Voice search. So the new beta version of Google Chrome browser has touched down, and we're seeing some nice new items in this beta version 34. The update to Chrome 33 was launched last week for stable users, and Now we have the beta version 34 coming out. So some of the things you might find useful are hands-free Google Voice search and responsive images. You'll also find an unprefixed version of the web audio API, which is more for developers. So if you are into the beta of Chrome, definitely check this out and have some fun with that voice search. Moving on to the next story coming from TheVerge.com, Meet Move, that's M-O-O-V, Move, the fitness tracker that turns Siri into your new personal trainer. So Nicola Hugh is running wrong. He's loping along. I'm reading this from the story here, leaning back as he goes, and suddenly a voice emerges from his phone. Your cadence is low. Try swinging your arms and legs faster. Hugh's phone knows that he's had running injuries before, so it's hypersensitive to how his feet land on the ground. Lean forward and land midfoot to soften your impact, it tells him. He obliges, and the voice comes back immediately. Good job. So this Move app sounds pretty cool. It's a wearable device is a fitness tracker, basically, works with the phone and will give you guidance. So definitely check out Move, M-O-O-V, and for more details, you can look at the article on TheVerge.com. And moving on to the next story, another one from The Verge, Google's Project Aura, I think it's pronounced called Aura, A-R-A, could go on sale next year for $50. Google's Project Aura modular smartphones could arrive early as next year for only $50, according to Time magazine. The company's advanced technology and projects, ATAP Group, which is developing the project to make smartphones composed of small, swappable pieces of hardware, reportedly plans to finish a functioning prototype within weeks and begin preparation on a version for consumer sales beginning in the first quarter of 2015. So definitely keep a lookout for Aura. I have seen this in motion and when they were just talking about it in the beginning, and it is quite cool. So keep a lookout for that. And that is our final story, Brad.
Great
back to you.
Stuff. Jennifer, great stuff. Bring the news stories. You should be in the news every day.
Oh, you're awfully kind.
That should be your news job.
Well, you chose the stories though, Brad. So.
I did. One of the ones I want to mention is about the Hangouts update, Jennifer and Jody and Andrew. Have you guys used it yet? Got the update?
I installed the update, but I haven't played with it yet.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love it. It works great on the iPad and the iPhone and really good functions on there. Yeah, it's really fun.
I definitely need to try it. That sounds really cool. So you left 10-second messages, video messages?
Yeah, I left one for Jacob and stuff, and you can send stickers and that, and it's really cool.
Can people receive a video message that you've left who don't have the new app? Or?
I think so, yes, you can.
Okay. That's cool. No, I don't have it yet, but it sounds good.
Cool, all right. Andrew, you have a view on them stories at all, mate?
Yeah, look, Foxtel ditching 3D, it doesn't surprise me. I'm not a huge 3D fan.
No, I'm not.
I've seen it at the movies and it's okay. It's pretty cool. I saw Jurassic Park 3D. Do I want to go home and buy a 3D TV and buy glasses that I have to recharge? Couldn't really be bothered. So for me, I don't have any issue with that. You know, Hangouts is great that's come through.
Mm-hmm.
And that Google Project Aura, I'm not a huge fan of that. There have been a couple of companies who've sort of looked at that sort of thing, having a smartphone where you can swap out the processor or the camera. Once you've had that for a year or two, I'm sure that there'll be, you know, the upgraded one that swaps out as well. So I just don't know how, in a world where technology moves so quick, they can even tell us what the fundamental baseline is going to be. So I think it's great, and it's going to probably, in theory, it'll help, you know, less plastics, less landfill, you know, old phones, those sorts of things. But if you look at where phones were 2 or 3 years ago to where they are now, we're moving so quick that I'm not convinced that the idea is right, personally.
Okay. Jody, what about you?
One story that caught my attention had to do with the update to Apple.
Oh, yeah.
You're running Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a vulnerability. And, I think for the most part, people do update their computers. But if you don't, you really should think about it, because it appears to be fairly serious. If you're running Lion or Mountain Lion, it won't affect you. But, basically, it's a way that somebody can get into your computer. So,
wow.
Yeah, I thought that's it was crazy. Kind of important.
I updated mine. FaceTime audio on the Mac now works fantastic, which is pretty cool. You don't need a webcam to use that, which I just found out the other day.
Good deal.
Yep. Andrew, did you update your Mac, mate?
Haven't updated my Mac yet. I'm using still, I think, one of the first Mavericks version. I better update that before I head to the US, because there's going to be a lot of people there and on different Wi-Fis and things like that.
Definitely.
So I've got to get that done this week. But I just updated my phone earlier this week to the latest version of iOS, which is also really important to move up to 7.06, I think it is, because of a few vulnerabilities. So, yeah, that's been done, but just got to do my MacBook during the week.
Sweet. What about you, Michael? Do you have any views on them stories, mate?
No, I haven't updated my Macs. I mean, I'm using a MacBook Pro at the moment that I had lost for 18 months that my daughter's been using, and just using it for the first time today.
So you just got it back from it?
There's about 17 updates to do on it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
No.
Okay. How many Macs do you have, Michael?
I'm curious, what did you guys think of the fitness tracker in Siri? Would you use something like that?
Not me.
No, not me.
Nah. I mean, I went out this morning and ran around, and I don't think you need that much. Nah, Not for me.
How far do you run, Andrew? How much do you run? Do you run a lot?
I don't really run a lot. We just go to the local park and we spend about an hour just doing a whole bunch of like little exercises and, you know, 50 of this, 50 of that. And then we go for a walk about half an hour afterwards just in the local area. So.
Oh, that's all right. All right. What about you, Steve? Do you have a view on them stories, mate?
Yeah, there's a few. Of course, what Andrew said about 3D television never really caught on. I didn't think it was. Right now, I think 4D is where it's at. It's starting to get a foothold. And I think I said in a recent news article, perhaps 4K televisions or something, it's starting to more people are buying it than expected. So I think that's going to be the newest thing in television and video and so on. Well, it'll take a few years, but.
All right. Jennifer, what about you?
Well, I have to agree with Andrew in regards to Project Aura. I think it's a cool idea. I just, for some reason, I don't think it will end up taking off. I can't see swapping out parts of my phone to upgrade and, you know, but maybe it will. I think it's really cool. I think it will definitely help save, you know, recyclables and save space and save materials, which is really good in theory. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I am impressed with the Hangouts update. I cannot wait to try it. And I also think it's awesome that FaceTime finally has audio only.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot.
We can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you'll be using it a lot then, Jennifer?
I haven't. I used FaceTime the other day, but I did video with it, and I should have tried the audio only. But the person called me on video, so I'll have to give it a shot.
All right. Well, maybe we should do some test call then. Maybe Monday. Maybe
that would be cool. We should definitely do that.
Yeah, it's really cool how it got the FaceTime audio on the screen. That's really cool.
And then also, I don't think, you know, I mean, good for Amazon for trying to get into that music space, you know, but gosh, we have so many great music solutions right now. With you have Apple Music, right? You have Spotify, Audio, Pandora, Beats, Google Play, and now Amazon. So do we really need another one? You know, and I guess they have to go in that direction though, because people are really stopping to purchase MP3s. Not too many people do that anymore. So I guess they have to kind of get in on the game, right?
All right, okay, let's jump over to Michael Andrew and have a chat with him. Welcome, Michael, to the show.
Guys, thank you. Nice to be here.
Yep. Andrew, go ahead. You want a question? Got a question for him?
Yeah, it's always really good to have you on the show, Michael. And as I said, I spent a bit of this morning going through your website there, and there's some really fantastic photos. How long have you been taking photos and sort of in this industry, and what drew you into it?
I would say 5 years I've been doing what I currently do, and that's out taking a photo every morning. What drew me to it? Well, I only live 5 minutes away from the beach, and I really can't see the point in living so close to the beach and not making something of it, not getting down there and spending some time down there. And I just like getting down there early in the morning before work. If it rains, I'll just go to a coffee shop and grab a coffee and catch up with some friends. Cool. Yeah, look, I don't make a full-time income from it. I do make money from it, but not a full-time income. I think I'm too lazy to do that.
There's something really soothing, isn't there, about starting your day at the beach and just listening to the waves and, you know, everything that comes after there. I think you kind of feel relaxed. I used to do that when I lived near the beach younger.
Yeah, very, very much so. It's therapy. It's very good therapy to get down there and just, you don't think about anything else other than, well, me with my photography, and I go for a walk as well, but I'm down there thinking, what am I going to get a photo of today? Where am I going to walk to? It's good therapy. It does clear your head. It gets you ready for the day. And when you get to work and you're stuck at work waiting to get to lunch, at least you know you've been out there in the morning and actually done something good for yourself. So, yeah, I find it's very good therapy for me. Very good therapy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Highly recommend it to everybody.
Absolutely. Do you have any particular equipment that you use or you like, or what's the tech part of you in cameras, say?
iPhone, to tell you the truth. iPhone 5. I've got an iPhone.
No kidding.
Yeah, most of all of my silhouettes are done with my iPhone. Any of the seascapes you see where they look like they're a very wide angle shot are all done with a Nikon D600 with a fisheye lens on it. Mm-hmm. I have a tripod. I very, very rarely use my tripod. It's usually all handheld. Well, it is all handheld, especially with the iPhone.
I guess it's like fishing, isn't it? If you take a tripod and you sit there, nothing is going to happen. The photos happen when you don't expect it. You're walking along and you see something, you pull your phone out and away you go.
Yeah, and that's for my style. The iPhone suits my style because if you look at my photos, they're all taken from the ground, really. I'm not laying on the ground, but I'm kneeling down or I'm squatting down, and I've got the phone on the sand, looking up towards the subject with the sun behind them. So, and with a DSLR, you just can't do that because you're going to hit the trigger on a DSLR. They're going to hear it. They're going to turn around and wonder what you're doing. I mean, 90% of the people when I take photos don't even know I've been there.
Do you use a particular app or anything, or just the standard app?
I honestly use a standard camera app. I edit my photos in Snapseed, and I'll also put them into Photoshop Express for noise reduction, and that's about it. I, as I said, I probably take 95% of my photos on the iPhone. 90% of the times I'll sit in my car, I'll edit the photo, and I'll post the photo on Google Plus, Facebook, Instagram, IM, Flickr, and Twitter all before I go home. And that's usually all within a half an hour. So I most of my photos I like to take. I post the day I take them.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. Jody, any questions for Michael?
Yeah, Michael, last time you were on, I think you were putting together an event. It was something to do with Australia, like a walkabout or something. And you had people from all over that were taking pictures. You were encouraging them. How did that turn out?
Yeah, that was good. We set a world record for that.
That's good.
Which has been broken since by Trey Ratcliffe.
Ah, damn Trey Ratcliffe.
it went well. Honestly, I'm a little bit hesitant to do them for Google anymore, because there's no my contact at Google's over in America now, and I don't get any support from them at all. I've never received any income from them. So I'm a little bit hesitant to do them for Google. I did have a very good relationship with them. I probably still do, but I think they got what they wanted out of me, and they probably moved on.
So basically, they used.
And they're a little bit famous for that. What do you think about? Have you tried Google Glass for your pictures? Does it intrigue you at all?
It does. Is it here yet? I don't think it's here yet, is it? Google Glass in Australia?
Not in Australia, no.
We've got privacy issues with it at the moment. I've heard that's why we're not going to get it for a while. It would be, but would I use it? Yeah, probably not. Probably not. I like my tech. I like my camera and my lenses, but I'm not the sort of person that's going to walk around with a camera bag with five or six lenses in it. I just usually go on the beach with my iPhone and that's it, or I'll go down with just my DSLR with one lens. I think Google Glass is just another thing I'd have to carry and wear. So I don't think it'd suit my style.
All right. Okay, Steve, any questions?
Recently I did get a DSLR myself. I'm trying to expand. I'm mostly a video guy, so I wanted to expand my range in case someone didn't need a videographer, but they needed a photographer. And I figured, well, since I don't have to worry about audio and constantly shooting video, but it was a little bit difficult, but oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much you could get into a DSLR. there's really a lot to learn because you can still take bad photos using it. So I've got a lot to learn. But so you said you use mostly an iPhone. How about you DSLR that you use? You said you like to use one type of lens. Which kind of lens would you use? Would it be telephoto? Would it be a fixed lens, a prime lens?
I only own three lenses for my DSLR. One of them is a 14mm fisheye Sigma lens. The other's a 50mm prime lens, 1.4. And the other one's an 85mm prime lens, 1.8. So I don't use a lot of lenses.
What are your favorite types of photographs to take? Is it like wildlife, scenery, portraits, or a combination?
You haven't looked at my photos, have you?
I didn't have a chance to. Actually, I'm going to take a look at it a little bit later. But
a lot of
work you haven't posted yet either. But
a large majority, most of my stuff is done down the beach at sunrise. The last 18 months, there have been silhouettes. I don't do wildlife because I don't have the lenses for it. I don't do a lot of portraits, only of family. Most of my stuff, I suppose you could call, would be it's not street photography, it's beach photography, down there on the beach, taking photos of people on the beach, down at the local, you know, taking photos of the local surf club, taking their boats out, you know, kids doing training for nippers of a morning. Yeah, I suppose you'd call it lifestyle, really.
Okay.
So, Michael, I was reading an article during the week, actually, about an American photographer who took a photograph. Can't recall the exact location, but basically he said that this photo he took was rebroadcast all over the place. One of the news medias picked it up and ran it in the background of news and things.
I read that article, and he... Okay. Very, very diplomatic the way he requested payment for it.
Yeah, I was wondering, that's great that you've read it. That was Fort Worth, Fort Worth Stockyards it was.
Yes, that's
just
right.
Just wondering, great that you've read that. Have you ever had that sort of thing yourself, or what would be your thoughts around it? Have you had anyone in photography industry that you know of having that problem with people sort of reprinting, reusing content without permission?
Yeah, I've actually had that problem myself with a photo I took on a point and shoot about 5 years ago. It was a HDR photo of buildings in the city. And when Google first brought out its Google image search, I thought, oh, I'll just see whether I can find any of my photos that someone's used. And I found this photo had been used by thousands of people all over the world. And the one that really shocked me was a group of solicitors out in the western suburbs of Sydney had it on their front page of their website.
And
solicitors, they were Asians. I contacted them. They didn't reply to me, so I sent them an invoice, I think, for about $500.
Yep, that's fair.
Yep.
And they ignored it. Then about a month later, they took it off their website. So they ignored me, and
wow.
I didn't really have the time, the energy, or the means to really take it up any further, especially with a group of solicitors.
Yeah.
Look, there's really not much you can do about it. Unfortunately, people think that you know, if it's on the internet, it's shareware; they can do whatever they want with it. Mm. And a lot of people do that. So. Mm. Yeah, look, if I've got an image I don't want people to steal, no one's ever going to see it because I won't put it on the internet. And then what's the point?
If you do, you've got to go and put that, you know, copyright Michael Sutton photography over the top.
Doesn't really matter. People will just get into Photoshop and take that out.
Yeah, that's really true.
They'll do that. And they do that.
Michael, what sort of iPhone do you use?
A 5S.
5S, good one, mate. How do you like it? You love it?
Love it. Yeah, well, I went from a 4 straight to the 5S.
Oh, wow, that's a big jump.
Sure is, mate. What about the iPad? You love the iPad?
Yeah,
Do you remember me telling you to buy an iPad?
Yes. Yeah, I can't call you when I want to call you over this.
What's that? Go on, you can tell him. Tell Andrew, it'd be quite funny. He doesn't know about it.
You don't? Oh, well, it was on, was the very first time I was on this. You were talking about it, and
yeah,
I think that afternoon I went and bought one. I had no intentions on it, but you talked me into it, Brad.
Good on you, mate.
Don't talk about any new tech today, okay?
Okay, I won't. I won't. There's the iPad Air is great, though.
Yeah, I actually bought my son one for Christmas. He's a pilot over in Broome.
Okay.
And he uses it. He's got a mapping app on it that they use with all of their instead of carrying all their a bag full of airport maps on it. It's all on the iPad now.
Nice one.
So yeah, he loves it. He straps it to his leg and flies planes, and all of his maps are on it.
Wow.
So yeah, they're good. They're really nice.
Okay, we're going to try and get Sarah on. Now, Andrew, got a surprise for you, mate.
Okay, sure.
Let's bring her in right now. First time on the podcast. If she answers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
You don't know who that is, Andrew, do you?
No, you don't. I can see it.
No, you don't. Say you don't know who it is.
I don't know who that is.
Hello.
Andrew, what do you want to say?
Larissa Gannon, great to have you on the podcast. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. That's my stepsister who is US bound.
Yeah, she is.
She lives in the US now. So it's great to have you on.
Yeah, good to have you on. Larissa, how are you?
This is good. Brad. How are you guys going?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
And what do you do?
In my career or what?
Oh, anything, really. Anything. What do you do for fun in that?
For fun? Well, at the moment, we're currently in Australia with my husband. We're just having a bit of a holiday because when we get back to America, we are pretty much full on for the next few months. We're in the middle of planning and filming Derek's second movie for this series. And
we've got
a whole bunch of stuff to get done.
Good stuff. Where is Derek right now?
He is at the races with my dad.
Oh,
first races experience, so we'll see how he goes.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Oh, now, wow. What about Zarfo? What do you think about Zarfo? Do you like Zarfo?
I love it. I think it's amazing. I'm so proud of my brother Andrew. It's going to be so successful. I'm very excited for him to go to the United States and experience that and see what it's all about. It's a bit of a different world over there.
There you go. Jodie or Jennifer, do you have a question for her at all? You have a question?
What's your favorite food in the U.S.? I don't know.
There's so many good things to choose from. Probably In-N-Out and Cracker Barrel.
Nice.
What do you miss most in terms of food from Australia?
Meat pies for sure.
Ooh, I have to find out about meat
pies. Do you miss tomato sauce?
I do. I actually, every Christmas, my family actually sends me over a few $100 worth of my Australian goodies. I love the gas stations in America, but they just don't have all of the Australian chocolate that I miss. Wow.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Jodie, you love Tim Tams, right? Have you tried Tim Tams?
Love them. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, we sent Jodie some and she loves them. What about you, Jennifer? Have you tried Tim Tams? I don't think she has. You there, Jennifer?
She might have muted her mic.
Okay,
or something.
Steve, what about you?
No, I never had it before.
What about Vegemite? Do you miss Vegemite?
Oh, I never had it.
Vegemite's amazing.
Yeah, Vegemite, yeah.
Sore subject.
So, Andrew, what do you reckon?
Yeah, pretty cool. Larissa, you said that you and Derek spend a bit of time on the road and you're working on your second film at the moment. Tell us a little bit about that and about the first film. What was that all about? Where can we have a look?
The first film was called Butter or Moto Flavored, and it's actually the fourth movie that my husband Derek has done, but this one he kind of did on his own. So we basically spent all last year going around to all these different places in the United States finding the best possible riding tracks, and it's called Butter because when they go to a track and it's smooth and it's perfectly groomed, every time they hit a jump for the first time, they always say it's as smooth as butter. So, yeah, you can have a look at that at www.motobutter.com.
Cool.
And, we'll keep posted because we'll be bringing out a second one this year and it's going to be bigger and better than the first.
Good stuff. Are you going to be doing any stuff in Australia at all? Are you making any movies in Australia?
Not at this point in time. We're hoping to come back next year and have a bit more time over here so that we can go around and scope out some good locations and whatnot. We do actually have a very big Australian fan base, so we're hoping to come over here and, get some local Australians involved in it. It'll be pretty fun.
Nice one. Yeah, Andrew told me about it a while back and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. They sent through a T-shirt and some stickers and the DVD and stuff, and it's basically quad bikes doing backflips and just some of the most insane things you'll ever see. It's really cool.
Yep, yep. Jennifer, what about you? She's not there. Michael, what about, tell us more about what else you do, mate.
What else do I do?
Yeah, what the photo, the photos and stuff. What?
How do you think a quad bike doing a backflip at the beach would go, Michael?
Bring it on, let's do it.
Bring it on, Michael will capture that on his 5S.
Let's do it.
As it's doing a back above him.
No, you can use the Zafir app while he's on the bike.
Yeah, what's, exactly.
What's this Zafir app? I haven't heard of this.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Maybe I should Google it.
Just Zafir, Z-A-R-F-O. It's an app that I've been working on for a couple of years now, and we should be presenting a finally workable and pretty good stable version at South by Southwest. So it's pretty much a video app where you can create 30-second, 1-minute, or go live video content that you can share through your social streams.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Good. Thank you. Hopefully it goes well. We're working on it. We'll see.
All right, Jennifer's trying to get Sarah on. I'm not sure what she's doing, but Steve, any other questions for the
I do. Go ahead. Since you just got on Skype, don't they have a Ron Howard movie called Rush? Isn't it like about a true events about? I thought it was like an Australian race car driver comes in America or something like that. Or am I wrong? Or
I'm not sure. I've never heard of the movie.
Yeah, there is a Ron Howard movie called Rush, which is about Niki Lauda and James Hunt, who were two Formula One race drivers in the early 1980s, and it was around just how dangerous and competitive Formula One was at the time. And yeah, it was directed by Ron Howard, but I don't think it's an Australian film particularly, but it is a really fantastic film, and it's well worth having a look.
The actual driver, that driver guy, he was like, I think from Australia or maybe
Hemsworth. I'm not sure which one it was. There's two Hemsworth brothers, but yeah, he's an Australian who played the James Hunt role.
Oh, he was in Australia. Okay, I thought the actual, I mean, as far as the based on a true story, he was from Australia, but I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't think the original James Hunt, the original James Hunt was English, but I think it was Liam Hemsworth played the role, who was an Australian actor. But yeah, the original one was English.
That'll work too.
Okay, I think we've just got Sarah. We're trying to bring her in at the moment. And
Michael, you want to head off, mate? Well, thanks.
Yeah, mate, I'm sorry. I've got to head off.
You're right, buddy.
5-hour drive in heavy rain with the family.
All right, mate.
The country.
That's all right. So, thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And hopefully we can do this again one other time when I've got a bit more time.
Definitely, mate.
Yeah, really appreciate you being on, Michael. And that's michaelsuttonphotography.com. And you can shoot him an email if you're in the Sydney area and looking for a photographer.
Good on you guys.
Yep. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for the plug. See you, mate.
Thanks,
no
Michael.
Problem.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're just waiting for Sarah to come on, Andrew.
Yeah, so Larissa, tell me, you're in Australia at the moment. What's some of the things that you sort of, I mean, you obviously lived here your whole life, then you've gone to the States about a year or two ago. What are the small things that you've come back and you've sort of realized that you don't have, or the things that you sort of appreciate most coming back on this visit?
Definitely a beach. We have 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, but not one of them compares to the real ocean.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Okay. And the view on Dad's deck, there's nothing that can beat this.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah. A lot of time out there, and you can really just take a minute to think, just like Michael does when he goes to the beach. You know, you just take a minute to think, and it's an absolutely beautiful view and a great deck, which was, if I recall correctly, which was built from a trifecta at the Melbourne Cup.
Yep, just like everything in this house was.
There you go, Larissa.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So, Larissa, how long have you lived over in the US for?
I've lived there for about 2.5 years now.
Okay, all right, good stuff. And do you ride the motorbikes as well? Do you ride that sort of stuff too?
No, I try to stay on the sidelines. My husband's a little bit crazy, if I do say so myself. And so, no, I like to watch. It's a little bit nerve-wracking even watching sometimes. So I don't think I'd be able to do it myself.
All right. What about you, Andrew? Have you tried this out at all, mate?
No, I've ridden a few bikes in my time, but I've never actually gone upside down on one. So it's I'm 36 years old, Brad. I'm past that. If I was going to do that, it would have been.
You're never too old for anything, mate. Never too old for anything. What about you, Jody? You ride motorbikes, right? This is getting into a motorbike podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your motorbike. What's?
Well, first of all, I'm apologizing because Jules barking in the background.
That's all right.
I have a Harley, and it's a Softail Deluxe is the model. And most of the riding that I do is back roads when possible. It's great. It's a wonderful way to see the country, and it's cathartic. And I am so sorry that Joel's
barking.
I was on mute, so she wouldn't disturb everybody.
It's okay. It's an extra special guest. I think we've seen a lot of the photos that you actually put through social media, Jodie, and it's really great to see. I mean, I've never had a road bike or anything, but I could just imagine that feeling when you wake up early on a Saturday morning, it's a beautiful day outside, and you just think, you know what, I'm just going to jump on the bike and I'm going to ride and I'm going to stop somewhere, you know, for lunch and get a coffee. And just what, I mean, we've got in Melbourne here, just about an hour and a half away, the Great Ocean Road, we call it, which apparently is quite a tourist destination. And on one side, you've just got this beautiful sea. On the other side, you've kind of got this green landscape, and it's just an incredible place. People hire soft-top cars and convertibles. You know, they hire motorbikes. They pay, what is it, a couple hundred dollars or something to sit on the back of a Harley and do it. And I think it'd be just such a great experience. It's, you know, it's quite tempting to go and get my bike license myself.
You just have to be careful. I mean, it's not as if I didn't ever have an accident. About a couple years ago, I did. Somebody made a left turn directly into me, and I wound up in ICU for 5 days. But even with a broken neck and on crutches, I was back in the showroom buying another bike. So
that's the key. Okay. So Larissa, do you get much into technology, that sort of thing? What sort of technology do you like to use in that? That's
good stuff. I'm definitely an Apple girl. I'm looking around at the moment, and I've got two iPhones sitting here, an iPad and my MacBook. So.
Oh, yeah, nice one. So you're an Apple fan girl.
I don't think I could do without it.
Oh, nice one. Do you have an Apple TV?
No, I was actually going to purchase one, but to be honest, we're rarely ever home, so at the moment it's kind of pointless. But when I get home and we plan on being there for a while, it's definitely on my list.
Nice one.
They've got a new one coming out in April, apparently worth waiting. Yeah, it worth waiting for that new one to come out.
Apparently it's going to have some sort of game or something in it, game involvement in it, Andrew.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I think we've spoken in the news on the last couple of shows about that they were really looking to push towards streaming, video streaming and network streaming, and I think some of that's actually had to be aborted in this release due to, you know, I guess cable providers not wanting to provide their content, which is a bit disappointing, but it's great that I think they just want to keep growing that device, because I really love the Apple TV.
Yeah, same, I agree, I love it. What about the... I've heard some stuff about the iQ3. Have you heard much about the iQ3, Andrew, but some of the features and stuff?
I've heard a bit. Apparently, it has 10 separate receivers in it, which is just a phenomenal number. So, you know, the only thing is having 10 receivers is great, but that's 10 pieces of content that you have to watch at some point in time, which I think people forget.
Yep. Now, can I just give you an update on that? Apparently, there's going to be a built-in free-to-air as well, and you can use that to record shows. That's part of the 10 tunes you can use that for. Wow. And there's going to be apps and stuff, and yeah, it's going to be like dedicated to internet streaming.
Oh, look, the technology these days is just moving upward and onward, and I think some people just don't quite understand, or they're not grasping, or they don't want to. Jennifer, you could probably tell us a little bit about that. We were trying to get Sarah on the show. You interviewed her, I think, last night, and she had some problems last week with her Google Glass.
Yes. Well, just to kind of give you a little bit of an update, Sarah would love to be on next week if that's possible.
That's fine.
We've been trying to get her on tonight, but the audio is not working on Skype. The microphone's not working, and I was unable to add her in, unfortunately.
Okay. That's fine.
But yeah, so the poor dear, she was at a bar and she wasn't doing anything. She was just showing a friend how to, you know, about her Google Glass, and some people were coming up asking her questions, and she was just showcasing it. And then some people rolled their eyes and started making comments and flicked her off and called her names, and she wasn't recording them at that time. And they started to become more hostile and aggressive, and that's when she turned on the camera to get them to stop and said, "Hey, I'm recording you now." And then somebody ripped it off her face, and she chased them outside and got her glass back. But in the process, someone stole her purse and her phone and her wallet, you know. Wow. So, yeah, it's really...
How did they get the phone and the wallet? How did they get that?
Well, when she ran off after the guy to get her glass back, she left her purse and her stuff behind, you know. So that's when some evil people stole her items, you know. Who would do something like that, you know?
Exactly. It's crazy. It is.
And then there's been so much backlash, and there's been people that have been sympathetic with the situation, and other people are saying that she egged it on. And from in my talking with her, she didn't egg it on. She was just she wasn't flaunting glass. She was just being a normal person wearing glass. And these people were just – I don't know what was wrong with them, but – she wasn't flaunting it. She wasn't doing anything she shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, it does not warrant that behavior. So anyway, online, there's been a lot of hate mail and evil people that have just been saying they have the misconception that when people wear glass that they're recording all the time. And that's not at all what happens. You know, people don't record all the time with glass because, number one, it's not an ideal recording device. Number two, it uses up the battery. Number three, you don't have enough room to keep on recording. And that's not what we do. You use glass to access data, to receive notifications, to read some messages coming through, to use different apps. You know, capturing media is one of the cool things about it, yeah. But that's not what people do. They don't wear glass and constantly capture media. And people are quite full of themselves to think that people are doing that, you know?
Well,
what makes you so special that I want to capture you?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I caught up with Robert, me and Andrew caught up with Robert Scoble last year at the at a pancake place, and he was wearing glass. And when we were walking out, no one actually was talking to him about it and asking questions, that sort of thing. But
I think no one really knew what it was. I mean, in Australia,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's still no one really knows what it is. I mean, Jennifer, you actually are part of the Explorer program. You own a pair of Google Glass yourself. And even where you live, you've told me before, no one knows what it is. It's quite scary for me to think that in San Francisco, there's this much abrasion against it. And that's meant to be the tech hub. I mean, what happens when it releases to the rest of the world?
Well, I'm thinking that there's so much going on there in San Francisco, all because of the gentrification issue with the attacks on the Google buses. And I think there's some type of, I don't know, something going on right now in San Francisco where there's a certain group of people that are just anti-Google and anti-tech because of the situation it has on the city. And I think that movement is there. And she was in a punk rock bar. And I think that those people, ignorant people, were part of the movement probably. That's what I'm assuming. And I think it just kind of goes to their heads. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people don't know. And the ignorant comments I've been seeing online where people just, you know, saying that – B word.
Yeah,
she was recording those people the whole time. And people just jump to the wrong conclusion and the wrong assumption, and they really don't know. And it's shocking. And what makes people jump to the wrong conclusion anyway? Why can't they assume the best? Why are they always assuming the worst? Like, oh, people wearing this device are going to film me all the time. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, why not assume the best? Why not be curious and happy about
it?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, what about you, Jada? What's your view on all this?
On Google Glass?
Yeah.
And
what happened to Sarah?
Okay, well, what happened to Sarah is not unique. I mean, I think it's horrible that it happened to her. But unfortunately, glass, the way that it's constructed, is fairly conspicuous. And I think it's meant to be that way. And what winds up happening is... when people don't understand it, they tend to fear it. And to the extent that it's been only available to a limited few, and additionally the cost to enter to get it. And I'm sorry, Ruger's like throwing something around.
That's all right.
On the floor in the background. But the cost to get it's fairly prohibitive. So basically, what you have is something that's only, you know, a very small percentage of the population has it. And, you know, it further delineates the haves from the have-nots. And I think recently, culturally, there's been a big movement against things that are status symbols. And until it becomes more, I think the price comes down and it becomes more used and prevalent, it's going to wind up being less accepted and to some extent even ostracized.
Mm. And I think that's what we're seeing in some ways at the moment. So it's a good point there, Jody. And Larissa, you're not particularly a part of the tech industry per se. Yourself and Derek are on the road creating film and with the bikes. What are your thoughts on what we're sort of talking about around Google Glass? I think, have you heard of it before? And what are your thoughts? Would you actually go and get a pair if they're available today?
I'm guessing that they're Google Glasses. Outside of that, I'm not really too sure.
So it's basically a pair of glasses that you wear, and it has a actually, Jennifer, you could probably say it's got a like a little film processor on the side, and you can have a look at things come up in a pop-up display.
Yeah, so they're glasses that you wear, and there's one on the left side of the lens, the left eyepiece. There's a little, kind of like a little computer, a little screen, and it allows you to see when you get a notification, an email, or let's say you're driving somewhere, and not that you'd be watching, reading your glass, but it has navigation if you're walking somewhere, rather like Google Maps for navigation when you're walking somewhere, and different apps that you can use with it. But at the same time, you can also capture media. You can take pictures and videos, and it does light up when you're doing that, so the people know. But it's just kind of like wearing your cell phone above your eye. Like you can do everything, almost everything. You can do more with your cell phone, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like having that functionality and you're wearing it. And even Andrew right now on Skype, if you're friends with him on Skype, he has a picture of him wearing some right there.
Andrew.
On his Skype picture.
Yeah, oh, Andrew Cunningham. Yeah.
I just changed it to my Skype picture so Larissa can have a look.
Yeah. Steve, what about you? What's your view on all this? And we need to wrap up very soon.
Yeah, I just actually devoted nearly most of my show just to that.
Yeah.
And well, for one thing, just what Jennifer said, a lot of that had to do, well, some of it had to do with what happened in San Francisco with Google and Twitter being there. It raised the cost of living and housing values and things like that. And it kind of spilled over into San Diego. So you can even see during our video, it says you're killing the city, basically kind of making mentioning probably what happened in San Diego or San Francisco with the the Google demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of wondering too. I mean, where was the bouncer? There was a security.
Well, that's what I want to know too. Yeah, where was the bouncer from this sort of people? Yeah, they should be keeping eye on these sort of things.
Nobody ever came up to her and asked her, "Are you filming us?" And she could somebody come up and explain their concerns, and she would have told them, this little light's got to come on when you're recording, and I'm not recording you. Nobody really did that. They just, wanted to. Of course, they were all drunk, which had a lot of stuff to do with it.
Okay, all right. Let's wrap up, Andrew. What's your final view on the show? Good luck in the US, mate, and have fun.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Really good to be on the show. I enjoy doing it every week, and it's great to have Larissa on and Michael Sutton.
Was that a surprise for you?
What was that? Sorry, Brad.
Was that a surprise or not?
Yes, it was. It was. So that was great to have a chat to Larissa, my sister in the States. So I actually got to catch up with her last week, which was a whole lot of fun. And if you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter and Facebook at Cunning Drew. And if you download the Zarfo app, we'll have a new version later this week. You'll be able to follow me around South by Southwest.
Definitely. Definitely, mate. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Owls on Tech Webcast. Jennifer, what's your final view of this show and what's your social links?
I thought the show was fantastic. I am very inspired by Michael Sutton and his gorgeous pictures on Flickr. My gosh. And Larissa, I didn't get a chance to say hello to you. I'm sorry. I was trying to get Sarah on the phone. But so you're Andrew's sister. So it's so good to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
And Brad, you can find me on jenniferruggiero.com and also be certain to check out getnerdywithit.com. And I thought this show was fantastic as always.
Yeah, definitely. And, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Jennifer, that Michael Sutton takes better pictures than Craig Shipp? Joke.
Yes,
that's a joke.
Yes, because yeah. all Craig's pictures. Happy birthday, Craig! By the way, all Craig's pictures are of hula hooping girls. Yeah. So yes, definitely, definitely. I'd rather see the beach. So yes. Yeah,
definitely. Okay, Jody, what about you?
I think Michael's pictures are amazing. The fact that he does them all with an iPhone is pretty incredible. Happy birthday, Craig. We miss you. Sometime you'll have to come back on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful to meet your sister, Andrew. She seems really cool.
She's adorable.
Really good show, guys. Really, you know, always enjoy being on.
Okay, Steve.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter as Chatterbox_live. And, of course, every week we have the live version of the Tech Webcast right after my show.
We do. We do indeed. Are you going to get the Zafo up to Steve when it comes out next week, mate?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
I might try it out. Usually I don't, like, show videos and stuff. I do, like, social networking, mostly tech blogs and things like that.
But you don't record video on your phone?
Yeah, actually. Well, really pictures.
Okay. You can send photos and stuff to it, can't you? Andrew, you can post photos.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. It was interesting. Last night at Green Day, just to be super quick, I saw so many people creating video content. I was creating my video content through Zafo, and it was sending straight to Facebook, and people were liking it and commenting and things like that. Whereas most of the people around me who are creating videos, that stuff's just going to stay on their phone, because with the best intentions of uploading it to YouTube one day, invariably it doesn't usually happen.
And they'll probably get some sort of copy thing against them.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. I mean, usually low quality stuff. Most actual performers and things see that low quality video and things like that, you know, shaky camera is promotional. They love that sort of stuff.
Okay. Larissa, what about you? What's your final view of the show? And do you use Twitter any light, or what social stuff do you use?
I kind of just use, like, Facebook and Instagram and whatnot, and then obviously the web. But, yeah, it was great to be on the show and meet all you guys.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, you can come back any time you want, and, if you're free, just let me know and we'll get you on.
Yeah, sounds good.
Got you on. Andrew, wrap up for the last show for you, mate, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I won't be on for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to miss all you guys, Jody, Jen, Brad, Steve. And, it's great to have you on the show, Larissa, and be sure to watch the video version, as Steve said, and we'll catch you all next week. And a little bit more information too, actually, just before we wrap up, about the Humax giveaway. There's 25 words or less of why you would like a Humax, and I believe we just put that on the Facebook Tech Webcast page, or we can send that through to Tech Webcast Twitter. Is that right, Brad?
Twitter or Facebook or email. We've got about 3 entries so far via email, so that's good. So
So just let us know why it is you would like a Humax PVR, and we'll be announcing that next week. So look forward to that.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys, for being on. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!